Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And let's go over a few things today. So what we have so far from the Epic team and the Fortnite team, we have no new news releases from them this weekend so far. So we still have the regular game modes that we had as of yesterday, the solos, duos, squads, 50v50 squads, solid gold, and solo solid gold. So we still have those game modes going on playing to play this weekend, so keep enjoying those modes. They haven't made any more of their E3 announcements yet. Let's see here. So what I'm going to get to today to help you guys out is look to the stars. It's actually a holiday weekend this weekend, so we have some extra time. Hopefully you're going to be able to have extra time to play some Fortnite as well and get some of these challenges done and then get the secret stars that are involved in the challenges. I may have covered how to get the secret stars in a previous episode, but I don't think I've covered them all for season 4, so I'm just going to go through and cover all 4 secret stars that are available so far so that we can all be caught up on how to get the secret stars if you have the battle pass. Okay, now, so if you have the battle pass, obviously you get your weekly challenges. Now, if you complete all the challenges in a week, you get a special loading screen. And then after you get that loading screen, somewhere in that loading screen, you have to look around and then you find a hint and it tells you where to find a secret a battle pass star to get your tier higher up and unlock more levels as you're leveling up on your battle pass levels there to unlock more, you know, sprays, skins, or whatever you have coming up next. So let's go over them now. First up is the week 1 secret star. And now again, remember, you have to beat all the week 1 challenges first, and then you will get that loading screen, and then you'll get the clue. And but you don't even need to worry about that clue once you know you've gotten all the challenges done and you've once you got those challenges done and you got that loading screen, I'm just going to tell you what to do here. On this one, you just go to the Moisty Mire, the prison that's at Moisty Mire. And if you go to the northeast part of the prison, you build up to the top of the prison there, and there's a little tower. Get to the top of the tower, you'll find a secret star hiding out there at the top of the tower there. It'll just appear when you get to the top of the tower, and then you just gotta, you know, hold square, hold it down, you'll pick it up, and then there you go, you have a free battle pass tier. Let's get over to season 4 week 2 star. So the secret star for week 2, again, beat all the challenges in week 2, and once you do that, you're going to get a loading screen and a clue there. The clue for this one is actually coordinates that are in the background of the screen. It says A4, B4, A3, and B3. And so now those are coordinates on the map. If you're looking at the map grid, you will actually see, when you look at A3, B3, A4, B4, you go right to where all of those points meet in the middle. And when you land there, just go land exactly where those 4 points meet. When you're looking at the grid, it'll be right in the corner of all 4 corners of that spot. You land there, there'll be a couple trees around it, and then there'll be a patch of dirt. Again, just walk up to that patch of dirt and the battle pass star should appear. Pick it up and there you go. There's your week 2 secret star for your battle pass. Let's go to week 3. Week 3, again, it's going to be in a patch of dirt. This time it's going to be next to Fatal Fields. Remember, again, just to remind you, I know I've said it a lot, but make sure you beat all week 3 challenges. You'll get a loading screen, and that's when your secret star is going to come available. And then on this one, again, it's next to Fatal Fields. So, you know, with Fatal Fields now, just to the west of Fatal Fields, there is a little, a small crater. And then just south of that, there is a oval-shaped hill You're going to want to land on that hill. You're going to want to land on the south end of that hill. Again, there's going to be a couple of trees and a patch of dirt. And then when you get to that patch of dirt, that's when your star will appear in front of you. You pick that, you pick up that star, and there you go. There's your week three battle pass star. You know, that's three tiers of, you know, three free tiers so far, just for completing every week's challenge. Let's get over to week four's secret star now. This one's a little bit more tricky. When you get all of week four's challenges, you get a cool loading screen. It's got Omega on it, and then he's got a whole bunch of soldiers there in front of him. But if you look in the background, there's a bunch of banners at the top of the screen, and behind the banner that's pretty much right in the middle of the screen, you could see a little battle pass star hanging out behind the banner right next to the rocket. And I don't know if you guys have really searched the map around a whole lot during the whole season four that we have going on, but you know, one of the challenges that we have this week too was to go to Snobby Shores and get eliminations in Snobby Shores. And if you pay attention and notice, at Snobby Shores, there's that big hill that is right next to Snobby Shores that you kind of have to go around to get to Snobby Shores. Inside that hill, there's like a secret base there now, and it's got a big rocket on it, or inside of it, and it looks like, you know, it looks like a evil scientist supervillain's lair with a rocket that's gonna, you know, shoot off. Now this is where you go to get your secret star for this week. The easiest way to do this is to, when you jump down, where you're gonna land is inside, you know, you'll start going from the top of that mountain, start going floating down, start floating down inside of the base. It's like a big hole on the side of the hill, so you'll see where to float down inside of where the rocket is. And now this is if you're facing towards the hill, as you're going to be going into the secret base, you're going to want to land on the right hand side of the rocket. There is like a little, kind of like a little pillar that you can land on top of, just to the right of the rocket. And when you land on top of there, the battle star will just appear automatically right in front of you. It'll be there on that little like catwalk thing. The other way you could do this, if you happen to land inside of that base and you don't land exactly on that little catwalk metal structure thing, what you can do is build up to it. Once you land, start picking up some supplies, build up right next to the rocket, and then build up till you get to that little metal beam, I guess is what it is. Yeah, right up to the metal beam, and then once you build up there, the star will appear, and then you could pick that up. And that's the fourth one so far. That's all we have, because we're only 4 weeks into season four so far. But that's four free tiers on your battle pass, so you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, help you unlock some more of the skins and sprays and emotes and whatever else you might unlock while you're leveling up your tier there for your battle pass. So yeah, that's so far, that's our weekly challenge tip that I have for you today. Now the other thing I want to say is all about playing with me. Actually, I got my first friend request on the PS4 from Novak1, which is pretty awesome. So I'm going to accept that friend request in here in just a moment after I get done recording this podcast. And then I have to go to work in about an hour, but I'm going to jump on probably and stream for about an hour. And hopefully I'll catch Novak1. Hopefully he's on at the same time and I'll get to play with Novak1. Novak1 did say that he loved the podcast on iTunes. Let's run some duos and make some noise. That's pretty awesome. That's what I plan to do. Novak1, I plan on playing with you some, and hopefully plan on playing with you a lot more. So what I got going on this weekend, I actually am off from the two jobs that I have. Tomorrow is Memorial Day weekend. I somehow got lucky and got the day off from both jobs. So tomorrow morning, probably about between 6 and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time where I live, that's when I'm going to get on. And I'm probably going to get on. I'm going to play for a few hours. So hopefully you guys will be on, you know, sometime between, you know, anywhere from like 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is probably what somewhere I'm going to be on playing in within that time frame. And you guys can jump on and play with me and add me. I plan on playing with, hopefully Novak One is going to be, hopefully, yeah, he's going to be on there. Novak One, it's Novocaine One. So hopefully Novocaine One is going to be on. I'll get to play with him since he was the first one to send me a friend request. I want to fulfill that for him. I've tried to add a couple of other guys here. We've had, Real Gibby has like followed me on Twitter, Twitch, retweeted my stuff. He's called into the show, so hopefully I get to play with him as well. I tried adding him for some reason. The friend request wasn't going. I kept getting an error code. So if you're out there, Real Gibby, listening, go ahead and add me, and we can play together as well, play some duos or get some squads going. And that's going to be another tip I'm going to give to you guys. So the last 2 days, actually, I want to say play with friends and find friends to play with in Fortnite. We're building a big community here already on this show alone. We're continuing to grow in listeners every single day. You know, it's going up. Average listeners again jumped up by another 20 something yesterday, and then I'm guessing it's going to keep going up for a while. At some point I expect it to plateau and then start going back down a little bit and then even out somewhere, but as of right now it's just growing and growing. So we're building a big community here, and I want to play with you guys, and I want you guys to all play with each other as well, because I think you guys are all going to be really good, you know, and have fun playing together. So what I did the last 2 days, and you could see it on Twitch, I went over and I just did some random duos and random squads, and the experience was so. Some players I got to play with were good, but some players, you know, were kind of like just kind of cussing up the storm, which, you know, I didn't really appreciate. You know, hopefully we'll be able to keep it as clean as possible. I've actually, I said, as I have mentioned in the past, I'm trying to work out a way to get some interviews with some streamers. So I've been in talks with other people that stream out there, and I have gotten word that, you know, it is hard to stream with randoms and other people. And, you know, even though you try to keep yourself clean, it's hard to keep, other people clean. The only other thing you can do really is to mute them, and then that doesn't make for a good playing experience, because the other thing that happened to me while I was playing randoms is I ended up playing with a lot of people who weren't on the microphone, so we weren't able to communicate, and then, you know, we had some really poor performances just for the fact that we weren't able to communicate. So that's what I'm going to tell you guys for just a gameplay tip is play with your friends, including me. So add me so that we can be friends in the game and play together, because it makes the gameplay experience so much better. Even when I play with my 7-year-old son, me and my 7-year-old son have ranked as high, playing duos together, have ranked as high. We've gotten like third place in duos before. And, you know, I'm not the greatest player in the world, and my 7-year-old is not the greatest Fortnite player in the world either, but, you know, just talking to each other and playing as a team and communicating and telling each other what you want to do and sticking together can be a really, really big help. So yeah, let's all play together. Add me on PS4. You know, I do have a Discord, So join that Discord channel so that we can all communicate with each other on there. You guys can start building your own little cliques and communities. I don't want to say cliques, your own little, you know, join with each other on the community and talk to each other, and then plan out times that, you know, you can all play together. And remember, let's keep this community positive. So far, I've only got everything feedback from you guys have all been positive things. Even the things people have given me suggestions for, they've never been negative. They just said, hey, I'd like to see this or I'd like to hear that. Like, nobody's been really put me down or put the show down. So you guys really are the best fans out there. I know this because actually, I don't know if I mentioned this either, but we have over 20,000 downloads for the month so far. We still have a couple days left. We have just about 22,000 downloads for the month. You know, last month when I first started the show, I had no expectations, but it was growing so fast. I said, hey, let's get 5,000. You guys beat that by a few thousand. And then, you know, one of the other things I said was like, hey, maybe I can get 1,000 downloads in a single day. You guys did that and beat that by a few hundred. And in fact, actually, we've done that quite a few times now where I've gotten over 1,000 downloads in a single day. And we're actually total for the show, we're almost at 30,000 downloads total for the show. I wouldn't be surprised by, you know, if it was by tomorrow or the day after that, that we for sure are going to hit 30,000 total downloads. So there's a lot of people listening to the show, and I want to play with you guys, and I'm sure you guys all want to play with each other because there's some really good players out there that are listening to the show. I know because I found out that somebody who was also streaming on Twitch, I watched a little bit of them. They were a good player. I know that you guys are doing good because some of you have given me feedback, you know, on Twitter, or have messaged me and told me that my tips are helping you get better, and that you've actually, you know, somebody again in one of the iTunes reviews said that they actually got their first victory royale from using some of the strategies and tips that I've been giving in the show. So I know you guys are out there really good. So I'd love to play with you, and I'm sure we'd all love to play with each other, squads and duos. I've been trying to play a little bit more of those the past couple days, just so I can get more experience in those situations so that I can play with you guys and continue to perform well, and hopefully, you know, we can all get some of those victory royales together and, you know, do those awesome emotes and dances at the end of the games when we do well. But yeah, guys, that's all I really have to say today. You know, those, go get those secret stars, play with me, play together. You know, follow me on Twitch, follow me on Twitter, like and subscribe on iTunes. And yeah, until then, guys, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.